This workshop is teaching teenagers to think critically. Very, very important goal to achieve. Because once you are finished homeschooling, they face the big bad world. And they better know how to sort through all the things that are coming at them. And so I want to discuss how you can do that while you're still covering objectives in English and history and all of that, not like a separate little thing that's now added to your plate, but a way to teach. My name is Catherine Stout. I have a background as an educator. I have a bachelor's degree in elementary education, a master's in special ed. I worked in the Delaware schools 8 years in a variety of capacities, which included me working with all ages of kids. I've tutored, I've helped set up curriculum and so on. And I homeschooled my own two kids for 14 years. They're both in college. My daughter just graduated from the University of Delaware a couple weeks ago with a bachelor's degree in history, and my son just finished his freshman year at the University of Southern California. And they are both thinkers. In fact, my daughter's going to start law school in the fall. And I remember them asking me a couple years ago, I guess, as they were playing with their little cousins, how did you teach us to think? Because they don't know how, and I don't ever remember not knowing how. So it's something that is in the way you present, the way you question, the way you direct their thinking. Now, there are things you can do really specifically for logic and thinking skills. Critical Thinking Press and Software carries some wonderful materials that you just straightforward develop logic and so on, and I recommend them highly. But what I want to go over are the ways you can incorporate it into their curriculum. First of all, at the teen years, they should no longer be summarizing or parroting back information, whether it's in telling through discussion or in composition. They should be taking a point of view, having some sort of conclusion that they've drawn. They're taking a position and supporting that position. It can be as simple, and I've used this illustration before in teaching younger kids, and it's still something that's valid all the way up. They can simply take a character in one of the stories they've read and list some adjectives that describe that character and pick one or two depending on how long they're going to write about it. It may be several, but basically one characteristic per paragraph at least, and then prove it.